Evening, 'tis I. Tonight I was going to boo about something educational again, but there was something on the idiot lantern earlier, not that I watch it, about this woman with huge norks. Daft cow. Daft. She wanted them. She got them surgically installed. They are dreadful. They are freaky. I'm going to tell you something about norks. There are big norks and there are small norks. There are medium norks, huge norks. All the girls I know with huge norks wish they had smaller norks because of bad backs and that kind of thing. All the girls I know with tiny norks wish they had bigger norks. And people get them altered. Women, you know. They're never right. See, there's a rumour going about, started by feminists and the medical profession, that norks are actually not there for the purpose for which every single bloke on the planet knows they were intended, which, biologically speaking, is for attracting a mate. Or, as they say in modern parlance, foie. So, norks, actually quite useful these days for distinguishing between men and women. Most women have them, whereas most men don't. That's generalisation. Now, this is by no means a foolproof method of sexing the species Homo sapiens, and no responsibility shall be assumed by Radio Pingu for mistakes arising from misidentification. Obvious, but, you know, best to say to be safe. Anyway, my point, norks are part of a woman. Unless it's something really, really fundamentally misdesigned, a lady's norks are the norks that she was given. And in nearly all, if not all, cases, these norks are appropriate for the lady in question. So, ladies, your norks are fine. Your norks are awesome. And most importantly, those norks are your norks. Only the most vacuous, shallow bloke, or indeed lady, cares how big those norks are, nor what shape they are. To be perfectly honest, the most important thing about those norks is that they're your norks. Display those norks with pride. The only criteria I have personally when judging norks is that there are two of them, one right and one left. So there you go. Anyway, famous singer from America, actually. It's a country just to the west of this one, England, by the name of Jerry Lee Lewis, which distinguishes him from many other Jerry Lewis's, I guess. He wrote about norks many years ago now. Many years. Here's the song. It's going to be an E, which is why it's even more incompetently rendered than usual, because to play the guitar on E involves the chord of B, which is a sod. You'll be able to tell which one it is. Far too many notes in it for my liking. B. Anyway, here it goes. Click, bang, get me thingy. Here's my guitar. You'll recognise this. Excellent. It's in tune. Brilliant. There's who we're going to rock it tonight. We're going to rock it tonight. I can delete this, okay? You shake my nuts and you rattle my brain. You drive me more and more insane. Upon my will, what a thrill. Goodness gracious, great knocks on fire. Just get your nuts out. Bit of a chord now. They're looking good. I wanna hold them. I wanna hold them like the doctor should. They're fine. So fine, hold him in the hands, cause they're mine, 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 mine. You shake my nerves and you rattle my brain. You drive me more and more insane. Upon my will, what a thrill. Goodness gracious, great knocks of fire. Well, there you go. 4 minutes, guys, a long one. Anyway, knocks a lordy. See you later.